The U.S. economy is bouncing back following a severe winter that shut down hundreds of businesses and kept American consumers at home. But don't uncork the champagne just yet, says Bankrate.com senior financial analyst Greg McBride. He spoke with VOA on Skype.
Well, it's certainly nice to see a rebound after that disastrous first quarter that we had. But it's, you know, as I like to say, one in a row is not a streak.
Much will depend on whether the trend continues in the third and fourth quarters of 2014. Even if it does, the decline in the first 3 months of the year means the gross domestic product, the broadest measure of a nation's economic output, is unlikely to exceed last year's pace of 2.2%. But if Wall Street had any doubts about the recovery, they're not showing it. The new growth figures push stock prices higher, just as a new survey showed consumer confidence at its highest level in more than a year. David Stockton is a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
I think it does suggest the U.S. economy is moving forward. It's moving forward at a moderate pace, and the condition of U.S. businesses is such that they're increasing their investment spending.
Increased business spending and higher export rates bode well for the U.S. job market. Despite the modest job growth in the past year, wages have remained mostly stagnant. But Greg McBride believes that's changing.
The leading category for job growth here in 2014 is professional and business services. So these tend to be higher paying jobs. The job market actually has a little bit of momentum going for it. That's a good news and, you know, has been far more consistent than what we've seen in terms of economic growth.
Economists expect to have a clearer picture of employment trends October 3rd. That's when the U.S. Labor Department releases its much anticipated monthly job numbers. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.